family of the misfits. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Hudson.
This is Rob Sacker, host of Overlooked, WGXC's excursion into underheard and overlooked music. Overlooked is now on fourth Tuesday of each month from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Each show is themed, connecting disparate types of music in new and uncharted ways. That's Overlooked, 12 to 2 on Tuesdays.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Daniel Steffi of Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. Luke Parzno reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill that bans the dumping of radiological waste from the Indian Point Energy Center nuclear plant into the Hudson River. Hochul said, and I quote, "The Hudson River is one of New York's landmark natural treasures, and it's critical we stand together to protect it for generations to come. My administration remains committed to protecting the economic vitality of the region and working closely with local communities who have advocated so passionately for this cause," end quote. The only opponents of the bill were a labor union that represents workers at the Westchester County site and the owner of Indian Point, who said the measure is unnecessary and could cost jobs. When it was open, Indian Point routinely dumped radiological waste into the Hudson River, as other nuclear plants around the country do in different bodies of water. Indian Point had been delaying a planned release because of opposition throughout the Hudson Valley. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that next month the Cairo Town Board might allow a solar farm on the 30 acres at the former Joel M. Austin Road landfill. Two companies, 42 Renewables of Westchester County and SOL Source Power LLC of Troy, want to put solar farms there. The proposal from 42 Renewables is to create 4 megawatts of power, and SOL would create 6. Because the landfill was closed in the 1970s before current regulations, it was not capped to today's standards. In January, New York's Department of Environmental Conservation said that agency, and I quote, is supportive of solar projects located at closed solid waste landfills, which align with the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act mandate of 6 gigawatts of photovoltaic solar generation by 2025, end quote. Town Supervisor Jason Watts said, and I quote, "We are going to look at both of your proposals," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy is coming to Sullivan County next week for a private fundraiser for Mark Molinaro. Molinaro's 19th district seat is expected to be among the country's most contested in next year's election, as Molinaro's win in 2022 helped give Republicans a narrow majority in the House. Anyone except the media with $75 can attend, but the location is a secret told only to those who pay. Former Governor George Pataki and former local Congressperson John Faso will also attend the fundraiser. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District, which includes Greene and Columbia counties. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, or community calendar for COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXE Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a partly sunny Saturday with a temperature high near 73 degrees and a northwest wind at around 10 miles per hour. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 56 degrees and a light and variable wind. On Sunday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees and a southwest wind at 3 to 6 miles an hour. And on Sunday night, it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 63 degrees. And on Monday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXE, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. In Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Andrew Barwick of Brooklyn, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem of precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. None of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hare. Every man is a chess player. There are good companies there, without exclusion.
From the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers, that was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9,
9.
This is Oxeye from Caliphone from the 2023 album Villagers.
Lost in the promised land, so light-hearted.
calculator, trying on some new name. Someday, found my heart, found my heart. Number
2023 music from Guided by Voices there called Meet the Star on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
7.
from the 2023 album The Gate. That was So Hum from Dave Swellison, William Parker, and Steve Hirsch.
Number 6.
New music there from trombonist Steve Swell. The song was called Dazed and Amused from the For Rena P. Espelot album on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
5. We'll be right back.
From the 2023 A Small Light limited series soundtrack, that was Kamisi Washington with Cheryl on WGXC.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
That was Catskill's Reckless Eric with Bad Hat Town from his 2023 album Leisureland.
Number
three.
Next, we head to Copaig with PG6, Pat Gubler's 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers. This is I Don't Want to Be Free.
Be swept away washed away by the tide carried away at last I saw thriving on the shore. You barely thought of me anymore. See how you are hated. You are despised. Know that you are ruined. How you've been cast aside. How you long to be free. Swept away, washed away by the tide, carried away. I rejoiced in your suffering, but in the end it came to nothing. Washed away by the tide, carried away. Thank you.
number
two.
That was 2023 new music from Inna Baba Kalubali with Utanakam from the 2023 album Dijili Koral on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number one.
Left of the dark.